Democracy is on the ballot. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That rallying cry from former President Obama, who stumped for Democrats in Pennsylvania.
If you have a ballot in your hand, get it to a drop box or your county clerk's office as soon as possible before 8 p.m. on Election Day. And then you need to get your friends and family to vote.
Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate race is a close one between John Fetterman and Mehmet Oz. Former President Trump campaigned for Oz and called out White House economic policies.
Inflation is costing the typical household nearly $800 every single month. Congratulations. Who the hell voted for these people?
If you bought a Powerball ticket for last night's drawing, you didn't win the top prize. The new record jackpot has ballooned to $1.9 billion.
The big prize drawing longtime lottery players and first-timers alike, buying tickets with big dreams, like this lottery player in Orlando.
I would make sure that my family was taken care of, wouldn't have no bills.
The odds of winning, 292.2 million to 1.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. The next chance to match all six numbers is tomorrow night. The Houston Astros don't need any more chances. They wrapped up the World Series last night.
Houston beat the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. The Astros take the crown in six games. All the scoring came in the sixth inning. Yordan Alvarez belted a three-run shot off reliever Jose Alvarado. That put Houston in front for good. Moments later, Christian Vasquez added an insurance run with an RBI single. 73-year-old Dusty Baker became the oldest manager ever to win a World Series title.
That's Fox's Bob Mortally. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has given former President Trump a little more time to turn over documents. The committee wants the materials this week. It also wants Mr. Trump to testify next week. He hasn't said if he plans to do that. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, who was sentenced to 4 months in prison for defying a subpoena, is appealing.
The former aide to President Trump has argued those documents and his testimony were potentially protected by executive privilege. But prosecutors have accused him of effectively thumbing his nose at Congress.
Fox's Sean Langell in Washington. A federal judge says Bannon doesn't have to start serving his sentence until the appeals process plays out. Early voting is breaking records in Georgia. 2.5 million ballots have been cast.
The high turnout comes despite Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams' claims of voter suppression. During the pandemic, emergency rules introduced absentee ballot drop boxes. But after Democrats won Georgia's elections for president in both U.S. Senate seats in 2020, the Republican-controlled legislature passed a new election law requiring each county to have at least one drop box, but also requiring the drop box be kept indoors and only accessible during voting hours.
Fox's Jonathan Seri in Atlanta. The governor of New York is hoping for a big turnout on Tuesday.
Complacency can destroy our democracy. Complacency can destroy our voting rights. Complacency can destroy all the rights that we fought for so long.
Democrat Kathy Hochul will campaign later today with President Biden in suburban New York City. She's up against Republican Lee Zeldin, who has erased a double-digit polling deficit, mostly by focusing on crime. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.